Welcome to the Faculty Workshop Podcast, where faculty learn the most successful strategies used by other educators. Whether you are looking for ways to improve your teaching, your productivity, or simply looking for professional development opportunities, we've got you covered. And now, your host, Dr. Fawaz Al-Maloud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Faculty Workshop Podcast, the podcast for college educators. I'm your host, Dr. Fawaz Al-Maloud from facultyworkshop.com, and in today's show, I will be revealing the top five higher education job sites. Whether you're looking for your first faculty position or a different one, a job search is a full-time job in itself, if done correctly. Opportunities within academia have to be actively pursued on a daily basis. Why? The answer is simple. Supply and demand. Universities are awarding more graduate degrees than the market can handle. In 1957, U.S. institutions awarded a total of 8,611 doctorate degrees. In 2012, they awarded 51,008 degrees. That is a 492% increase within half a decade. We've seen a 64% increase in doctoral degree program completers within the last 30 years alone. The competition in the job market is extremely tough, and you as a job seeker need to understand that a college degree, even a PhD from a respected university, does not guarantee a job offer anymore. There are simply more qualified job seekers within the academic market than full-time positions. Of course, there are always exceptions to the rules. While some fields are saturated with job applicants, there are a few emerging fields with ample opportunities. However, if you are seeking a job opportunity within academia, realize that there is currently a 40% job shortage in the market. And this is the academic market, not the entire job market. This is why you need to use every tool available at your disposal when conducting your job search. The following list will hopefully get you started on your career search and provide you with a way to gauge the job market, network, and promote yourself to prospective employers. Here are the top five higher education job sites. In the number five spot, we have LinkedIn. While LinkedIn is known for being a social media network for professionals, it is among the top 10 most visited websites in the US, with a built-in job posting and search feature. Members of LinkedIn are able to customize their search for positions by keyword, location, company size, and industry. The profile feature is a native resume or CV builder that makes your professional background searchable and viewable by practically anyone. LinkedIn utilizes keywords that appear in your profile to recommend job openings that may be of interest to you or relevant to your background. In the number four spot, we have Indeed.com. While Indeed is not strictly a higher education job search engine, they pride themselves on being the largest job site in the world, and many higher education institutions have been using them to list job openings and recruit candidates. The website's interface is quite plain and simple, and it's akin to the minimalistic design that Google has opted for. But the listings are quite comprehensive. Some of the features that Indeed provides include simple and advanced search by keyword and location. The caveat, however, is that the location search is limited to a geographic location up to 100 miles from a specific zip code. So you have to select a specific location and select between a radius of 0 to 100 miles from that location. This is a bit of a nuisance for people wanting to do an unrestricted search. Now, you can expand your search and search for jobs by state, but you need to scroll all the way to the bottom of the website and click on the Browse Jobs link that is located in the footer of the website, which will then provide you with a listing of all the states and job categories to choose from. Another feature is posting a resume or a CV on Indeed, and the ability to search and view the resumes and CVs of other people. Now, this is a really cool tool for recruiters, but it also might be helpful for you to get a few tips about how to perhaps customize or modify your own resume. Now, Indeed does not provide a breakdown of their statistics. However, it is ranked in the top 80 most visited websites in the US. In the number three spot, we have Inside Higher Ed. Inside Higher Ed is not a standalone job search engine. It's an online resource for higher education news, opinions, as well as a job board. The website's interface is a bit dated, and the search feature is not advanced or highly customizable. But the remaining features offered are relatively comparable to those of other search engines. Its features include searching dual careers simultaneously, so you can do a search for two jobs at the same time. Another feature is receiving job alerts and saving job searches, as well as posting a resume or CV on their website. The site currently has a listing of 18,000 job openings, including positions for faculty, researchers, administrators, executives, and non-academic jobs. 99% of these jobs are within the US and 1% are international positions. In the number two spot, we have Chronicle Vitae. This is the new face of the former job site for the highly respected Chronicle of Higher Education. The new website offers several great features for academic job seekers, such as searching by position type, category, location, permanency, and more. They also offer a dossier service, which allows you to store career-related documents like a CV or a resume and recommendation letters on their website. You can also request letters of recommendation directly from this feature as well. You can also make your CV and resume accessible to prospective employers. Another cool feature that they offer are groups. So they've got multiple academic groups that you're able to participate in. This is a great place for you to be able to network and meet new people within your field. And finally, there's a new feature that was recently added, and it is a syllabi database, which is a feature that allows faculty to share and exchange syllabi. The site currently has a listing of nearly 10,000 job openings, including positions for faculty, researchers, administrators, executives, and non-academic positions. 94.5% of these jobs are within the US alone, and 5.5% are international positions. And finally, in the number one spot, we have Higher Ed Jobs. This is by far the largest standalone job search engine dedicated to jobs within academia. The site is a bit dated, but their job search feature is quite advanced and allows you to filter jobs using multiple criteria. In addition to the regular job search features, Higher Ed Jobs provides a wealth of other useful tools and resources, such as resume and CV tips, interviews with higher education experts, employment and trend reports, webinars, and salary data. This site currently has a listing of over 32,000 job openings, including positions from over 2,300 institutions from around the world. Regardless of which job site you choose to focus on, remember that finding a full-time position can take some time and may require you to make some major changes in your life. But if this is what you truly want to do, pursue it with passion, be persistent and consistent in your job search, and keep your options open. You may be presented with an opportunity that you'd never considered before. It never hurts to explore new ideas. Well, I hope you learned something from this episode and found value in it. This podcast would not exist if it were not for your interest and support. So I want to thank you for tuning in and making this podcast a part of your day. If you're finding this podcast helpful, please share it with other faculty. I'd also like to invite you to head on over to facultyworkshop.com to read some of our articles or ask a question that you would like to have answered on the show. That's it for this episode. Until next time, take care and God bless.